This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, we don't like it. I believe they'll be opening up something else. And I was very tough. I spoke with her when I heard they were closing. And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio. And you better get back in there soon. So we have a lot of pressure on them. You have senators. You have a lot of other people. A lot of pressure. They say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I say, well, then get a car that is selling well and put it back in. So I think you're going to see something else happen there, but I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well, so they'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not-too-distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
I got to tell you, I really like Trump. When he does those things, he's so right. He's saying, GM, we bailed you out. We gave you, $60, $70 billion. They kept $10 billion of it. They're shutting down factories in three American cities. Trump says, you're not setting them down in Mexico or China. What are you talking about? He's like, no, you're going to build something here. You just wait. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And there are people, he's strong-arming capitalists. What do you care, leftists? What do you care? Do you think they really care about the capitalism? And what's interesting, unions, do you care? You still going to vote Democrat? Here's a guy saying, we're going to fight for you to keep businesses where you are the ones who are benefiting, the United Auto Workers. But Trump sees the bigger picture. Unions, oh, the Democrats care about us. They care so much about you, they chased all your business away, and Trump is bringing it back. And GM says, we're going to move these factories, and we're shutting them down. We're not selling the Cruze. Well, then make a different product. Bring something over that you're making a lot of. You know, this is exactly what Trump's like. No, you're not going to mess with my trade deficit. I mean, me working on the trade deficit. Love this guy. How? I mean, so forward-thinking. And what's funny is he's got the left in a hard spot. He's talking about bringing union business back to the United States and threatening a company. Who talks often about that?
I don't like stupid capitalists. Those capitalists are terrible people.
Maybe that's so terrible when the Democrats want to use them for their own purposes. But how do you use them?
We like the GM left move those plants.
See, this is what's called a conundrum. And Donald Trump knows how to do it. He's saying, I'm going to give you a conundrum. You're going to bring him back.
He's strong-armed Carrier. Carrier didn't leave because the president. He'll set a precedent.
He'll set a precedent of people staying in the United States with their companies. What kind of president?
Who does he think he is?
He's the guy that's the leader of the largest economy in the world. That's who he is. And if GM is smart, they're going to pay attention. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump does what nobody is willing to do. He doesn't care what you think about him and his GM. He's like, you're gonna listen. You're going to pay attention. And he's looking at it from all different angles. So, I mean, the shame factor. Oh, you're going to build in China and Mexico, but you're not going to build in the United States. Oh, I got a problem with that. And then he dares the Democrats, say something. Come on, I want to hear you. Say something. What would you possibly say? It's got him in a rock and a hard place. And that's how you keep an economy moving, is when you understand how it works. And you say to people, you're not getting away with this. How much money? 60, whatever. It was billions of dollars, and I remember doing the math. 10 billion of it never got paid back, and Barack Obama, I saved GM. You didn't save Jack, dude. You gave them $10 billion. Let me ask you, what company could you not save if you gave them $10 billion free dollars? Who could you not save? I get it that that's not a lot of money these days with Facebook and Apple and these companies being worth almost $1 trillion in market cap. But $10 billion free dollars, even to Google, is not something to sneeze at. So here's Donald Trump doing what he's supposed to do, presidential. And you know they're going to try to get after him. They want to get after him. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. And Donald Trump gets on that line every day. And you're watching an economy that is booming for it. Booming. I was looking at the sales. And I've been doing this every year since Trump became president. I've been analyzing the sales. Looking at, well, you know, what's the economy doing? Consumer confidence up. When people are spending money, it's because they feel confident that they can replace it. That there's some coming in behind it. I don't know how much savings people have. I haven't analyzed it all, but I know this. They're spending like crazy. Breaking records. And so, while the left are trying to stir up trouble, bringing in, you know, invaders and caravans. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Trying to pressure the president on this stuff. While they're trying to, you know, keep a fake investigation going, not allowing Donald Trump to do what he's supposed to be doing at the economy, he's still doing it. And it bugs them. It bothers them in ways they would never tell you. But what are you going to do? Guy's still growing the economy. And he's not happy when it goes in the other direction. And closing 3 plants. But it isn't just those jobs that Trump is worried about. He's concerned about the people around those jobs, everything that surrounds those factories, the little businesses. It's like you've got this big muscle, bicep, right? But that's not the muscle that makes you move that bicep. It's those little ones. And those little muscles, when they're strong, you can make that bicep really strong. But when those little muscles aren't strong, the muscle, the big muscle, gets weak. And that's what the town suffers. The community suffers. The county suffers. Ultimately, the state suffers. And Trump sees that. He recognizes it. It isn't what's happening today. He can absorb those jobs. He knew it was coming. They have to report that they're going to be laying people off. He knew it was coming. But you can't absorb them all the time. And he has to exert some pressure. And that's what a good president does. He doesn't tell you the new norm is. That's just the way.
That's just the way it is. We're going to lose those kind of jobs.
We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Today is Black Friday, and sales on Black Friday. Some are thinking maybe they could hurt Cyber Monday. I want to bring in John Copeland, Adobe Marketing and Customer Insights Vice President. John, shed some light on this because, you know, obviously more and more people are doing online shopping. Can they coexist?
Oh, absolutely. Yesterday, actually, we saw $3.7 billion online. Heard you cite that earlier. It's really big. That's basically a 28% year-on-year increase. Today, we're expecting today's actually $5.9 billion. But the biggest one is going to be Cyber Monday, where we're expecting $7.8 billion. And people have been asking, you know, are we pulling forward the sales at all with all of the pre-Black Friday? Right. We're not seeing that. Actually, fresh off the data this morning, 28% year-on-year growth on Black Friday.
I know that the online shopping, Adobe had to change the number two or three times, right? I mean, this has really been a lot stronger than anyone has anticipated.
That's right.
And what I thought was interesting is that smartphones were 54% of traffic, but only 37% of sales. So, you know, we always got the image of brick and mortar being the place where you go for showcasing. And
yep.
But could there be some kind of weird relationship where we're doing some showcasing or looking on the phones, but maybe either shopping on a desktop or even in the stores?
Yeah, you know, it's actually a couple of things. Thanksgiving in general tends to be the most mobile shopping day of all of them. So the fact that we saw so much on smartphones yesterday was not really a surprise. It was bigger than we expected, but it's always the biggest day of the shopping season for phones. The second thing, though, is one of the things that we notice is that online retailers who have a brick-and-mortar presence actually have a 28% higher conversion rate online than pure-play online retailers, because people really do like to go in, as you say, and you know, see what the product looks like. If it's clothing, maybe try on the apparel. So you get even formats like Nordstrom now, right? They've got stores that don't carry inventory. It's basically there for people to go and showcase, right, see what it looks like, order it online, and then pick it up at home.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was kind of an interesting report that people want to see, touchy, feel. But here's what I'll tell you, what we do. I'll go to the store, and I'll look at something, and I'll go, ooh, I like that. I take a picture, then I go research it. I get all the information. It's this type of shoe manufactured by this whatever. Then I go search. And once I search for the shoe and find it, I look at the people selling it, and then I look for the best deal. And it's become so much more simple. Retailing is going to be, you know, it's a, unless, like they said, you have one item that shows what it is and you go to the store and it shows you, here's the size, you know, here's what it's going to look like. But, you know, I'll give you an example. Shoes. You can buy shoes over the internet, but unless you like shipping them back and all that, you better go try them on and make sure you're going to get nines, nine and a halfs, because it varies from manufacturer to manufacturer. Same with clothes. Now, here's what I think is going to happen. This is just mine, and I'm going to get into another subject here in a second. But I think it's like these clothiers now where you can actually just take your phone will take your measurements, and they can make you a shirt, a suit, or whatever. I think they'll do that with shoes and all kinds of stuff. You'll put some sort of marker in like a little one-inch thing or whatever, and then you'll do your shoe, and it'll say, okay, you like that shoe? You're a 9.5 in our size, or you're a 9, and it'll ship it to you, and it'll be right. Now, if you got, say, jumbo feet, or you got a high arch or something like that, you may want to go into the store, but it'll be okay for most people. Anyway, that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what Charles Payne said, which is Black Friday. Black Friday sales. Because it was very interesting to me, as I said, that you look at the economy 3 years in a row from when Trump became president-elect, there were increased sales for Black Friday. Obama, it was flat. I didn't look at every year, so I'm going to give him credit. Maybe there a year he did okay. But every year, 3 years in a row, from president-elect till now, Donald Trump has set Black Friday records. And you just heard Charles Payne talk about it. You know, they anticipated Black Friday records. That comes from people who are excited about the economy. They're excited about what's going on. And we've set a record 3 years in a row. And I'm not talking about a slight increase like 2.1% or 1.3% or, you know, incremental, like 0.3%. No. I'm talking massive, big time numbers. So, for example, so this is the Cyber Monday. In 2018, Cyber Monday will go on the books as the largest online shopping day of all time. This is from Adobe Analytics. Cyber Monday, they said, did $7.9 billion. Now, get this. 19.7% increase year over year. Almost 20%. That's huge. Now, look. The growth of the internet is it's occurring every year, little by little, incrementally. I get it. But 20% is huge. It's not like in the old days where it was like, well, people are still afraid to shop online because, you know, there's security issues and all that. People are used to shopping online. We got apps to get coffee, apps to get stuff out of a vending machine. If there's an app to rake your leaves, for goodness sake. So we're used to it, and even being used to it, we have increased it year over year. Now it's another 20%. Who knows what it was when Trump was president-elect? I just know it was big numbers. When so from 2016 to 2017, it was a jump. 2015 to 2016 was a jump because Trump became president. You know, when they told you, oh, everybody's going to shut down, the economy's going to crash, and it didn't. It flourished. Stock market flourished. Black Friday, Cyber Monday flourished. Then, the next year, same thing. 12.3, 15% growth. I don't know what it was, but it was a lot. I know that. And so if you go back to 3 years since Trump became president-elect and what's happened, it is miraculous. It's stupendous. I don't want to go all Don King on you, but it's only in America, baby. So this is what a good president does. They said this, despite some of the best deals coming earlier in the holiday season, the Cyber Monday brand has great staying power. Many shoppers have waited on certain purchases, and with 3 hours tonight expected to bring in as much revenue as an average full day. While certain discounts have remained since Black Friday, out-of-stock rates are starting to peak, and shoppers looking for the hottest products should not wait much longer. So not only are we buying stuff, we're taking stuff out of inventory. Let me tell you, as a person that understands supply chain, the people love it. Hey, Korea, we need more TVs, more refrigerators, more washing machines, more this, more that. China, ship more of your crap. Hey, United States manufacturers, gear up production. We are selling. That is great news for this economy. And you have Donald Trump to thank for it. Because luckily, he understands macroeconomics and how to drive this type of prosperity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says the Republican-led House is ready to authorize several billion dollars for a massive border wall. Ryan's main question was whether the Senate would follow suit. The government runs out of money on December 7th, and President Trump is requesting $5 billion for a border wall in any funding bill. Now, regarding funding or not funding a border wall, Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox one thing.
We are a nation that has always welcomed immigrants. We continue to welcome immigrants. We want to welcome immigrants into the United States. There has to be a process for immigration, a process that controls the number of people, who they are, we know more about them.
A bill failed today that would have protected Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired by President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the bill is not necessary and that President Trump will not be firing Mueller. Meanwhile, a majority of the Democrats and Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona disagree. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Two exceptions. Climate change, we're going to have to come up with some new technologies to solve the problem as much as we need to. Although, even on something like that, right now I could take off-the-shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. Without any, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and live off, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff, which would buy us probably another 20, 30 years for that technological breakthrough that's necessary. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. we are fraught with stuff, and so if that's the case, then the single most important thing that we have to invest in is not all, and look, I'm a huge supporter of science and technological research and social science and evidence-based learning and all that good stuff. People call me Spock for a reason. I believe in reason and logic and all these Enlightenment values. But the thing that really we have to invest in is people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the show. 844-551-8255. I couldn't be more happy to have a president who says, I'm not buying into this climate change farce. I won't spend another dime on it. I will let the system do what it does, and that is, it will fix itself. In other words, these energy companies will ultimately invest in green energy. There's no doubt about it. Barack Obama wasted billions of your dollars. Most of it went to his cronies, the people who backed his presidency. And he threw your money at Solyndra, EnerOne, and all these failed solar companies and wind farms and all that nonsense, knowing that you still have to have fossil fuels to back up the grid. He knew this. That clip that he played, it's a joke to have him talk about mommy issues for climate change. It's because of hate. It's because of racism. No, it's because we're not stupid. Again, I'm glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I've been railing against global climate farce for the better part, since Barack Obama brought it up 10 years ago. And I even had conservatives, Kevin, surely you have to believe in global climate. I go, yeah, I believe there's weather. I absolutely do. They told us recently the ozone is healing itself. You want to know why? Because we got rid of all the chlorofluorocarbons. Really? You think that's what did it? Or do you think that the earth did it itself? Because you have no empirical data that can prove to you that that's what did it. Oh, yeah, it was all the people in the world using hairspray. So what, a bunch of women? Mostly women use hairspray, so women were killing the ozone. If we had said something like that, they probably wouldn't have even gotten rid of them. No, Kevin, it was your air conditioning systems with all that Freon. Democrats will create an issue so they can theoretically solve the issue and make you believe that, oh, my gosh, you threw all that money at the problem. That's what did it. That's what solved it. Right now, we've got this in every single aspect of our society. Let me give you an example. Education. The Democrats and leftists ruined the education system. Now, you know what they tell you need to fix it? A bunch of money. A bunch of money. Nothing inventive, nothing in, you know, that I would consider to be ingenious, clever, has come in education since forever. We have lots of ways for people to get educated. But you know what we don't have? We have nothing that helps them evaluate. I'm talking about across the board consistency. Nothing that helps them evaluate what do you like? What are you good at? That surely, with everything that we have been able to test, we can test you down to the minutia of who you are, who your personality is. And with all of that, we haven't developed something where a person would say, you know what? I'm pretty good at carpentry. I'm going to go learn, you know, math and angles, and we gear people towards what they're good at. When have you ever heard of somebody saying, let's do something like that? Save their parents thousands of dollars, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, wasted on these so-called educations that are nothing more than indoctrinations. Your kid wants to be a carpenter. Learn to work with his hands. He wants to be a welder. Wants to learn to work with his hands. And you know what they do? Oh, those are menial jobs. You need to get an education. Then they go to college, and you know what they get him a degree in? Because he's not interested in some of these other classes. He gets a degree in social justice. And instead of finding something that can enrich his soul, his or her soul, they don't do that. No, why would I make you do something that makes you proud, that makes you have a sense of accomplishment, that makes you feel as if you're contributing to society when there's so many other things I can redirect you towards? I can create anger and then direct that anger, focus it into something. And that's what they do. And Barack Obama is talking about global climate change. Are you freaking serious, man? I'm so sick of hearing about global climate change, local climate change. This is all nonsense. And I'm so proud of Donald Trump for saying you take your Paris Climate Accords and you shove it up your derriere, to use a French word for buttocks. Shove it up your buttocks. I don't care what the rest of the world thinks. They don't even live up to it. We sign treaties that other countries don't live up to. We live up to our obligations because that is what the United States does. And everybody else cheats. You know what they do? They take our money, and as Trump would say, and they laugh at us. They're laughing at us because that's exactly what they do. And leftists love it. I played multiple clips over the past few days about California wildfires. Wildfires that can be started by a match, they can be started by lightning strike. In this case, they believe PG&E started it with some stupid, you know, wire that broke or whatever, and they blame Trump. And then when they're not blaming Trump, they blame global climate change. Then when they're not blaming global climate change, they blame the fact that Trump isn't supporting global climate change is the reason. A man that's been in office for 2 years is now the reason for all the angst and the problems that we've got with global climate change. It is patently ridiculous. And yet, here we are discussing it. Boy. I mean, when I hear things like this, I heard two people. We played a clip of Steyer. I'm not sure if it was related to the fires. Billionaire Tom Steyer put $120 million into campaigns. The Democrats complain about campaign finance reform and big money coming in under the shadows, lurking out there. Tom Steyer openly gives $120 million. Bloomberg openly gives over $100 million. And you know what you'll hear? Those Koch brothers, the Koch brothers didn't donate a fraction of that to the campaigns. Yet, who do you hear any outcry from the Democrats? Are they really upset about what's going on? Of course they're not. Not when you got, you know, global climate change to talk about and to blame it on Donald Trump. And here's Barack Obama. You know, we have to change the hearts and minds of people. We got to get people talking. Let me tell you something. Nobody on the left wants to have a conversation with you. I don't care what they tell you. They don't want to have a conversation with you. They're not going to. They're going to scream at you. When they're by themselves, they'll listen. But to be honest with you, they don't have the intellect to understand you. Because you don't speak with feelings. You bring logic. You have logical arguments. And sorry, you lost me when you weren't talking about, you know, how it impacted little Juan. It's crazy. I get tired of hearing us do these same cyclical discussions about these people. And global climate change is something it is, quite frankly, every time somebody brings it up, the fact that we don't say, what the heck are you doing talking about weather, trying to make it something different? Global climate change is what killed the dinosaurs. Were we around? No. Global climate change, you know where we find ourselves in America, in the world right now? We find ourselves in the best time to be on planet Earth. Because if you were here whatever number of years ago when craters were, you know, the asteroid belt was throwing asteroids at us and they were slamming into the Yucatan Peninsula and wherever else, we would be like the dinosaurs. We'd be gone. But you live at the best possible time to be on this planet. God put man here during the time that he formed this planet for us. And I'm going to tell you, in the short time that we will occupy it, it'll be pleasurable and great. There's going to come a time when you don't want to be on this planet and it will have nothing to do with you. Zero.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, the Democrats may lose one. Oh, yeah. Big potential here. It was big news and it shook up the Democrats. And here's why. Democrats know they don't have a bullpen. They got a real problem in their bullpen. So when they find somebody that they want to tout, they don't even care how bad the person is. They are on it. Right now, I don't know if you guys know this, but John James, who lost in Illinois as a Senate candidate, black dude, he's up potentially for being the UN ambassador to replace Nikki Haley. Now, think about what I just said. You got Nikki Haley, who's going to give up her job and be replaced. She's positioned as a potential presidential candidate. Nobody said a word about it because we know who's running in 2020, right? But in 2024, Nikki Haley's ready to go. Now, if Donald Trump makes John James, a black guy, an Apache pilot, Army Ranger, businessman who took his business from $35 million to $137 million, and he makes him UN ambassador, we have two people in the running who are both competent. Nikki Haley is of Indian origins. John James, a brother from Illinois. I'm just telling you, Donald Trump knows how to set up the bullpen. And Democrats, they know this. No matter how much they tout Cory Booker, Spartacus, Kamala Harris, who slept her way to the top, there is nothing that they have that can compare to Nikki Haley or John James and some of the other people. They can bring Beto. He's a criminal. Bring him. He's going to get crushed. Kamala Harris, like Beto, is a train wreck of staggering proportions, but they prop her up as a leader in the party. They did the same thing with her that they did with Elizabeth fake Indian Warren, and look at how that ended up. Warren outed herself as being a fake and a fraud. Warren skulks around D.C. in disgrace now, a shell of the politician she used to be. She was all over the news. She was the big deal. Let me make you a bet. Elizabeth Warren probably won't even run for president on her Democratic ticket, even though she's one of the top names. And here's a bigger bet. She positively 1,000% will not get the nomination. But like Warren, Democrats fast-tracked the junior senator from California. That would be Kamala Harris. And then, like they did with Warren, they put her on top committees where she would have the spotlight. Harris sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. That is a marquee slot reserved for very senior Democrats. And Harris immediately proved herself to be unworthy of the position when she embarrassed the Democratic Party during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and probably cost them many, many other seats. That I'm not going to say it's just her because the Democrats have no message, but it certainly cost them. While Kavanaugh's future lay in the balance, Harris yucked it up with her fellow senator, Cory Spartacus Booker. This man is crying, you know, barely able to hold it together. He's so mad, and I'm sure he would like to have taken a, you know, what they call the saw, that rifle that's like a Gatling gun, and just scissored all through those Democrats who were giving him grief. But this dude, metaphorically, okay, folks, but he was holding it together, and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris are over there laughing at him. All for the sake of a lying scumbag, that would be Christine Blasey Ford and the others, who did nothing but profiteer from barely knowing Kavanaugh, having the practically tangential, you know, interaction with the man decades earlier. So now they're thinking about downsizing the Senate Judiciary Committee. And in working class tradition, it's last hired, first fired. So Senate Majority Leader might eliminate Kamala Harris's seat. Now, Democrats want to negotiate a deal, and they've already played the race card. You see, because if Kamala Harris loses her seat in the Senate, she loses the spotlight, at least on that committee. That seat on that committee, I didn't mean to say in the Senate. But whether she... Here's what's interesting. The Democrats don't care if Kamala Harris is good at what she does, if she's represented them well or not. None of that matters. All that matters is they want her to be visible. They want to show, we got a black senator. She's half black. We got a half black senator. And that senator is front and center. We've got her up there. We've got her seen. Now, of course, she's crazy. She's guano crazy. And I tell you this, the Republicans, if they do decide to cancel that seat, they're doing the Democrats a favor. Because Kamala Harris says the dumbest stuff. I was looking for her tweets. You should see, just read this woman's tweets sometimes and you say to yourself, How in the world? It's like Hank Johnson talking about Guam tipping over. But Democrats don't think she's stupid. Despite Harris being an easily identifiable moron, they need her visible because they need a sacrificial lamb for 2020. It's going to be tough to find somebody that wants to run against Donald Trump and has political ambitions. And despite Democrats, you know, the desperately begging Republicans to keep the committee rather at 21, if it doesn't work, the Democrats are hoping that one of the senior Democrats on that committee will be willing to give up their seat for Kamala. This is a perfect chance for one of these sanctimonious Democrats to give up their white privilege and let Kamala stay. In short, leftists want to keep the only black woman on the Senate committee because of the optics. So what? She's an embarrassment. We don't care. They all embarrass us. Hillary Clinton's still embarrassing them. Bernie Sanders, the sellout, is embarrassing them. So why not? Leftists remind America that the GOP side of the committee only includes white males, that Harris is needed for the sake of diversity. And the Republicans are, ooh, who can we get? Can we get Tim Scott on here? How many committees do you think the Republicans say, can we get Tim Scott? Can we get Tim Scott? Hey, Republicans, I have a suggestion. Get more black candidates. We've got some good ones on our side of the aisle. Harris was an embarrassment. Childish antics during the Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, her grandstanding, to me, showed she was about one thing during those hearings. She wanted a reputation. And she didn't care what we were thinking. She was pandering to her base. Now, she's also known for something else. She's known for sleeping her way to the top. There are people who, Kevin, that sounds sexist. No, there are men who do it. But Kamala Harris, that's what she did. She slept with the mayor of San Francisco, Willie, what's his name? Willie something, black dude. Maybe they were both married. He may have been separated, but no. Look it up. Was he married? I think he might have been married. I know this. Either one or two of them were married, and she had no qualms. Probably wasn't that bad looking in her day. But if their reputation holds, who knows? That may be the way she got fast-tracked. Maybe I'm giving her too much credit. Maybe I'm giving the Democrats too much credit by saying they wanted a sister up there. They may have said, shoot, we know her reputation. Yeah. Harris has more than her pre-Senate reputation, though, because, as I said, go look at her tweets. Find out what she says. She came under fire because she compared ICE to the Ku Klux Klan. Dangerous rhetoric. Divisive, as they like to say. Peddled the idea that ICE, Immigration Control and Enforcement, is the same as the Ku Klux Klan. Why? Because ICE is doing its job and getting rid of heinous criminals that are wandering the streets. Why? Because Democrats allow it. Trish Regan of Fox criticized Kamala for a comparison. She said that Harris should know better, but obviously just doesn't care. And she says she waded off into a dangerous rhetoric. I didn't need anybody to tell me that, but it is true. So I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't know whether, she's going to get on kicked off the committee. They're going to shorten it. Whatever. I don't know. But I know that the left see this as her vehicle. They see it as a way for them to make sure that she stays in the limelight. And I'm going to make you a bet. I bet part of it is she is such a female dog that they're like, we got to get her something because we don't want her on our backs. Get a little pat-pat for the natives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.